Praise the Lord.
感谢主。
That we can be here.
我们能够在这边。
It's a lovely place.
这是一个很好的地方。
3 weeks ago, I came with Joshua to sign the agreement. I didn't have a chance to have a good look.
三个星期以前，我跟Joshua 弟兄一起过来这边签合同的时候。都没有机会好好的看看这个地方。
But today, from the parking area until here and see everything has been set up for a place to worship God, really gladdens my heart.
所以我很开心，也很感对神很感恩，因为我看到在 parking 车的地方，然后这个聚会的地方，一切都是那么的好，所以是一个很好的地方来敬拜神的地方。
I've been meeting together with Joshua and brothers and sisters in the Christian Assembly for about 30 years.
我已经和弟兄聚会处的弟兄姐妹，还有Joshua 弟兄在聚会处已经聚会了大概有30年的时间。
So from Lakemba, when we started, it's only about 40-50 people as well.
所以从 Lakemba 那个地方开始呢，就大概有40到60个人。
And then the number grows, and then we have started a new meeting place in Ataman. And later on, we have to move to Beecroft. And then we bought the place in Roseville. And then we begin to meet in Lickham and then Auburn.
所以我们有接下来有到 Ataman 的一个聚会，然后后面我们又买了一个在 Roseville 买了一个会所，然后后面我们也在 Lickham 有聚会，然后直到我们在 Auburn 买了一个会所。
So it is out of necessity that this meeting place, this place in Calvary is established.
所以我们觉得真的是有需要再有一个 Calvary 的一个聚会。
And it's good that the numbers grows, and that means that we can take God's word, God's gospel, away from the place that we are comfortable in Auburn, and to go elsewhere.
所以我们有这样的意向，觉得需要呢将我们的神的话，还有神的福音呢。能够带到不仅是在 Auburn 这个我们已经在的地方，然后我们要到新的地方来开荒。
So we should really pray that this place could be a place for gospel friends to come and know God and meet God.
所以我们很盼望呢，有一些福音朋友呢，我们也为他们祷告，能够来到这个地方认识主、明白主。
And for believers to gather together to love one another, to serve one another.And to glorify God.
所以呢，我们这些信主的人呢，能够在一起，能够聚集，能够来服侍主，也能够呢，来彼此的来相爱。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we thank you for giving us this place to worship you and to meet together to proclaim your word.
主，我们很感谢你，你赐给我们这样的一个地方来敬拜你，来明白你的话。
We thank you for guiding us and for leading us until today.
主啊，我们感谢你一直的来引导带领我们。
Lord, we commit this time into your hands.
我们将余下的时间交在你的面前。
Lord, this is a precious time. We want you, Lord, to be able to use it.
我们很盼望这宝贵的时间能够被主你来使用。
May you overcome the weaknesses of the vessels who are speaking for you.
真的是求助你让我们能够越过我们人的软弱。
And that your word may be proclaimed clear and precise to the people.
让你的话能够在人的心里面能够工作。
We pray for your anointing.
我们来为你来
恩膏。
我们求你的圣灵的恩膏。
Anoint the speaker, the translator, and all the listeners.
求你圣灵能够恩膏讲的人、翻译的人，还有听的人。
Lord, we do pray that Lord we can glorify you.
主啊，我们希望我们能够荣耀你的名。
We pray in Jesus' most precious name.
我们奉耶稣宝贵的名最宝贵的名祈求。
In our life, there are many priorities.
今天呢，我们有很多很多的优先要做的事情。
A lot of things in our life that need our attentions.
这些很重要的优先的事情需要我们很要需要去注意去做。
So it's very important for us to sit down and think about the things that we have to handle, the things that we have to do.
所以呢，就是需要我们坐下来，好好的想一想，我们如何去做这些事情。
And then list things out in priorities.
就是把这些事情呢列在那些优先的事项表上面。
What are the things that we must do first?
什么事情是我们必须要去做的
？What are things that is important but not as important as the first one？
所以另外一些事情是很重要，但是没有一定要先去一定要做的。
Or other things that are not too important？
另外一些事情是不是那么重要的
？If you don't do that，
如果你不这样做呢
？Then you spend lots of your time or wasted a lot of your time in the things that is not important。
所以你会花很多的时间，浪费你很多的时间在这些不重要的事情上。
And neglect the things that are important to you。
你会觉得这些事情好像是很重要的。
And of course, for every people, everyone, your importance or your priorities could be different。
每个人的优先的事项可能是会不一样的。
But the Bible tells us。
圣经告诉我们
，There's one thing that is very, very important.
有一件事情呢是不可缺少的。
That is to know God.
那就是认识神。
For someone who never know God,
对一些人从来没认识神的人呢
，It is important that they know that there is a God.
他们觉得他们好像就是
There is a God.
There is a God. So they are a God.
有神。
他们应该知道有神。
Not only to know that there is a God, he needs to know who that God is.
他们不仅要知道有神，但是他们更要知道神在哪里。
And then he needs to know this God, the true God, and then to live according to what he says to him.
所以他们要认识这位神，然后呢，要来知道这位神告诉我们应该怎么做。
And for people who come to church for a long time,
对于这些已经在聚会已经聚会很长的时间的人呢
，It's very important for them to know.
这有要需要他们需要明白很重要需要明白的是
，That they really do know God.
他们真的是需要认识主。
Because there are lots of people who go to church.
很多人呢，他们到教会去
，Yet their life is totally no different to the people who do not know God.
他们所行的跟世人所行的跟教会外面人所行的是完全没有两样的。
So sometimes there's a big question mark on their life.
所以呢有一个很大的问号在我们的生命的当中。
Whether they really do know God or not.
他们真的是认识主吗
?And then on the other extreme.
所以在另外一个方面。
We have the scribes and the Pharisees in the Bible.The scribes and the Pharisees, 文士和法利赛人。
文士和法利赛人，在圣经里面，文士和法利赛人。
Even including Paul before he was converted.
包括保罗他自己也是。
That they were zealous for the law of God.
他们有着神的话。
And they think that they know God.
他们认为他们认识神。
And yet they persecuted the Christians, they persecuted Jesus.
但是他们却是来逼迫基督徒，他们又逼迫耶稣。
So in a sense, they do not really know God.
实在来说，他们真的不是真正认识神的人。
So this time, my burden coming to Calivia for the first time.
我这一次来Calivia 与大家分享，心里面有个负担。
So I want to talk about knowing God.
我想跟大家分享的是认识神。
So I want to do just have a beginning about.Talking about knowing God.
在开始我跟大家分享怎么样认识神之前
，And hopefully in future when I come again, I will continue on that topic.
我希望呢，接下去今天分享完之后，接下去如果有机会跟大家继续的分享这个话题。
Well, if you want to know God,
如果我们想要认识神的话
，the best person to ask,
最好的人去问的人呢
，And no other person can be better than him.
没有任何人比他更我们可以去问他的。
And that person is Jesus.
这个人就是主耶稣。
Well, he is the only one that can show us who God is.
他是唯一的一个人可以告诉我们神是谁。
We're going to go to his prayer in John chapter 17.
我们要来看一看他的祷告在约翰福音17章。
For those of you who have read the Bible before,
如果你们有读过圣经的话，
you will know that Jesus is the Son of God.
你们会知道耶稣是神的儿子。
He is God himself.
他自己就是神。
He is God, became a man and dwelt among us.
所以他是神，但是他道成肉身来到世上。
Yeah, while he was a man, on earth.
当他是个人的时候，在世上的时候，
Jesus shows that he's totally depending on God.
他给我们的一个榜样，就是他是依靠神的一个人。
He say whatever he say, whatever he do, is based on what the Father is telling him.
所以他所做的，他所行的，都是神所告诉他的。
And the Bible tells us many times he pray.
圣经告诉我们很多次他的祷告。
Before he chosen the 12 disciples, he prayed all night.
当他拣选十二个门徒的时候，他整个晚上都在祷告。
Many times he withdrew himself to the mountainsides, to the wilderness, to pray by himself.
当他很多的时候，他都在旷野当中，在山上祷告。
Before raising Lazarus from the dead, he prayed to the Father in heaven.
当他将使拉撒路复活的时候，他向神祷告。
And we know that before he was captured, he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane.
当他被捕在克西马里面被捕的时候，他也是在一直祷告。
So we can see that Jesus prayed a lot.
我们可以看到主耶稣他非常多的祷告。
He is in constant fellowship with God.
他一直的与父有交通。
Yet the Bible did not record many of the prayers.
圣经里面呢，不是记载下很多很多的祷告。
And some people say, well, how about the Lord's Prayer in chapter 6 of Matthew?
有人就说，那主耶稣在马太福音十六章的祷告呢？
It was called the Lord's Prayer, but it was not Jesus' prayer.
这个是说到是主的祷告，而不是耶稣的，
是主祷文。
哦，是主祷文，是主祷文。
But it actually should be the prayer of the disciples.
是门徒主耶稣教导门徒的一个祷告。
Because in it it says, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive others. Because in that prayer, he asked for forgiveness.
所以在那个祷告当中呢，他祈求神的赦免。
So Jesus is Son of God. He never sinned. He never need to ask for forgiveness.
所以在那个祷告当中呢，其实可以看到，耶稣是上帝的儿子，所以他不需要神的一个赦免。
So when we come to chapter 17 of John, here is very special.
当我们来到约翰福音十七章的时候，我们看到这里是很特别的。
Because the whole chapter is a prayer of the Lord Jesus.
所以你可以看到整章都是主的一个祷告。
In this prayer, he prayed for himself.
这一章里面他为他自己来祷告。
He prayed for the disciples.
他为门徒来祷告。
And he prayed for every single believers who are going to believe in him and all the believers going to come after him.
所以他为那些相信他的人将要相信他的人要来到他面前的人来祷告。
So this chapter is a very precious chapter.
这一章是非常宝贵的一章。
There was an old English believer called John Knox.
有一个英语世界的一个信徒叫 John Knox.
He has done so much work for God in England, but at the time before his death.
在他死之前呢，他在英格兰做了很多很多，为主做了很多很多的工作。
He asked for this chapter to be read to him every day before he passed away.
So
he asked for this chapter.
John 17. 他就是在他死，所以在他死之前呢，他就是要人家来读这一章给他。对，他觉得这一章很重要。
Because he has so much comfort from the words of this chapter.
所以他觉得很多的
comfort, 安慰。
他得到很对这一章得到很多很多的安慰。
Because in here is recorded Jesus' prayer for the saints.
所以这里就是看到耶稣基督的一个祷告。
We're not going to go through the whole chapter. We're going to read just the first five verses of this chapter.
我们不会整章都来读，但是我们会读第一节到第五节。
Jesus spoke these words, lifted up his eyes to heaven, and said. Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you, as you have given him authority over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as you have given him.
耶稣说了这话，就举目望天，说：“父啊，时候到了，愿你荣耀你的儿子，使你儿子也荣耀你，正如你曾赐给他权柄，管理凡有血气的，叫他将永生赐给你所赐给他的人。”
Verse 3, and this is eternal life, that you may know you, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent.
认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
I have glorified you on the earth. I have finished the work which you have given me to do. And now, O Father, glorify me together with yourself, with the glory which I had with you before the world was.
我在地上已经荣耀你，你所托付我的事，我已成全了。父啊，现在求你使我同你享荣耀，就是未有世界以先，我同你所有的荣耀。
Here Jesus knew that his time has come.
主耶稣在这里知道他的时候要到了。
He said, Father, the hour has come.
他说，主啊，父啊，时候到了。
We know that in the beginning of the book of John, there are many places he said, my hour is not yet.
当我们看到在刚开始约翰福音的时候，他经常会提到我的时候还没有到。
But from chapter 12 onwards, from the last week of his time on earth, he began to say, "My hour has come."
所以从约翰福音十二章之后，你可以看到，在他受难前的最后一个星期，他会说到我的时候到了。
And here he prayed about his glory.
他祈求主的他的荣耀。
His glory that was veiled when he came to earth and became a man.
他的荣耀被遮盖了，因为他成为一个人。
Jesus emptied himself, but he did not empty of his deity. 神性。
所以主呢，他倒空他自己，但是他没有放弃他的神性。
He became humble as a man, but he is still very much God.
他是一个谦卑的人子，但是呢，他还是一位神。
And here he was praying and he's looking forward to what he's going to do.
他现在祷告他将要做的事情。
Because in a few hours' time he will be betrayed, he will be given up to be crucified, and he will die a death that is so cruel.
在过几个小时之后，他就会被逮捕，他也会受苦，也会被钉在十字架上。
But he knew that beyond that, there is less resurrections.
之后他知道他被钉之后呢，他会再复活。
He knew that he was going to finish the work that God has given him to do.
他需要去做神告诉他要做的事情。
And that he's going to give eternal life to those that God has given him.
他要将永生赐给那些神所赐给他的人。
So in verse 3, I want you to pay attention to those words. Let him define what eternal life is.
在我要着重来说第三节，就是神他永生是什么。
He said, this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent.
第三节说到认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
Can you see that eternal life?
你可以想象永生吗？
Eternal life is not just a life living forever without end.
永生不是只是好像一直活着没有终点。
Eternal life, as Jesus defined, is to know God.
永生呢，就是主耶稣说到需要来认识神。
The word know in the original language is something about knowing with your heart.
所以在原文当中的话会说到要认识你的心。
It's not just knowing with your mind.
不是只是在你的头脑里面的认识。
It's not knowing about God.
而不是只是在神认识
关于神的事。
关于神的事
But to actually know God.
是真真正正的认识神。
So there's a big difference. Know someone and knowing about someone is totally different.
所以啊，知道一个人或者是只是了解他是不一样的。
Just like I know my wife.
啊，我啊啊啊，我了解我的太太，我明白。
I don't just know about her.
我只是不是只是我知道我的太太，但是我不仅仅只是了解她而已。
But I really know her.
我真的是知道她。
What she like?
她喜欢什么
？What she don't like?
她不喜欢什么
？What she loves to eat?
她喜欢吃什么
？What she doesn't like to eat?
她不喜欢吃什么
？What can make her angry?
什么会使她生气
？What can make her happy?
什么会使她开心
？So I really know her.
我真的是很深知他。
Similarly, she know me as well.
同样的，他也知道我。
Do you notice that in a family?
你知道在家庭当中
，When someone says something to you,
当有人对你说什么的时候
，It's very easy to get you become very, very angry.
他们说一点点的事情就会让你非常的生气。
Because they know exactly what to say.
他们知道你背后要讲的事情
，and that can make you very angry.
这样的事情会让你非常的生气。
Because they know you,
他们很知道你。
Okay, that's a very negative aspect.
这个不是很好，负面的一个。
But when Jesus said that we need to know God,
主耶稣说我们需要来认识神。
Eternal life is to know the one and only God.
永生呢，就是你要认识那独一的真神
，and Jesus whom He has sent。
主耶稣是他所差来的。
Throughout the Scripture, we can see a very clear picture that God wants us to know Him。
从整节来看的话，我们可以知道神要我们来认识他。
From the whole Bible，
从整本圣经来说的话
，we can see start from the Garden of Eden。
所以从伊甸园开始。
God created the Garden of Eden, put man and woman in it.
神创造了伊甸园，把男人和女人安置在当中。
And every day God walked with them and talked with them and having fellowship with them.
所以神每一天跟亚当和夏娃走在园中，他们也一起谈论，他们也来敬拜神。
And they were able to have good fellowship.
他们有很好很好的交通。
But we know that that did not last very long.
这没有持续多长的时间。
Sins came in, and man were cut off from the presence of God.
当罪来到的时候，神人和神当中就隔绝了，断绝了。
Man and woman was cast out from the Garden of Eden.
亚当和夏娃就离开了伊甸园。
But God did not stop there.
但是神没有在这边停止。
God continued to seek for people He can have fellowship with.
神继续的来寻找可以与他可以交通的人。
God met Enoch.
神呢见到了以诺。
When he was 65 years old.
当他46岁的65岁的时候。
And God walked with Enoch for 300 years.
神跟以诺跟与神同行300年。
And then the Bible said he was no more.
神就把以诺取去了。
And then God had fellowship with Noah.
神与挪亚也有交通。
And Abraham,
亚伯拉罕。
And Moses,
摩西。
And David,
大卫。
All these wonderful stories in the Bible that show us that God always wanting man to have fellowship with Him and to know Him.
所以你可以看到这么多属灵的伟人他们的故事在记载在圣经当中，告诉我们神很一直的需要有人来一起的来与他交通。
And we had the tabernacle and the temple.
我们也有会幕和圣殿。
Right in the middle of the people of Israel.
在以色列人的当中。
God who cannot be contained by any buildings or any things made of hand.
神不能居住在人手所造的殿中。
Yet he's willing to limit himself in the tabernacle and in the temple and receive man's worship.
他但是他愿意的在会幕当中，还有在圣殿当中来接受人的敬拜。
That is his heart. His heart.
这是神的心意。
He wants you to know him, and he wants you to worship him.
他要让你去认识他，来敬拜他。
He wants you to understand him, and he wants you to glorify him.
他要你来明白他，也来荣耀他。
Many many years ago，
许多年以后，
以前。Many many years ago，
ago，
few hundred years ago， in fact，
四百年以前。
And that there was a parliament in England， English parliament， 英国的国会。
哦，英国的英国的在英国的国会当中
，they actually sit down and discuss。What are the important things of Christianity that they need to adhere to?
他们就坐下来讨论，就是基督教有什么需要去做的事情。
And it is quite strange to think about it today, because today you look at England is totally godless.
所以你会听起来会觉得很奇怪因为现在英国呢已经完全的不相信神了。
But few hundred years ago, there are really people who believe in God.
但是很多年以前，真的是有很多敬虔的人在国会当中。
They were actually sitting down and think about God and think about what are things that they should do.
他们就会真实的来想一想神要他们做什么。
So they written down many things that they think Christians should obey and should do.
所以他们写下来很多神基督徒应该去遵守的一些东西。
And did it in a way like a question and answer, sort of like a dialogue.
所以他们就有一个对话，一个辩论，就是回答问题，解决来有问题和回答问题的这样一个过
程。And the first question and answer in the whole.They call it shorter catechism. Don't worry about translating. Okay.
所以他们有一样在第一次的这样一个一个这样辩论的当中。
You say, what is the first question is what is the chief end of man? What is the most important thing or the greatest purpose for man?
所以人最重要的目的是什么
？The answer is to glorify God.And to enjoy Him forever.
所以是荣耀神，并且与神为乐。
That is the purpose of man.
这是人最大最大的目的。
Because they knew that God created man.
他们清楚知道神创造了人。
And only when man found God,
只有当人找到神
and glorify Him,
荣耀他
can man enjoy their life.That God created.
所以人就能够来享受神所创造的这些。
But the people today,
但今天的人
，in fact, people all over the world, all throughout generations,
整个的世代，整个的世界
，they do not really want to glory in God.
他们真的不是想去荣耀神的名。
They want to glory in other things.
他们想要去荣耀其他的事情。
Let's look at Jeremiah chapter 9.
那我们来一起看耶利米书的第九章
Jeremiah chapter 9 verse 23 to 24
第九章的二十三到二十四节
Thus says the Lord Let not the wise man glory in his wisdom Let not the mighty man glory in his might Nor let the rich man glory in his riches But let him who glories glory in this That he understands and knows me That I am the Lordexercising loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in this I delight, says the Lord.
耶和华如此说，智慧人不要因他的智慧夸口，勇士不要因他的勇力夸口，财主不要因他的财物夸口，夸口的却因他有聪明。认识我是耶和华，又知道我喜悦在世上施行慈爱、公平和公义。以此夸口，这是耶和华说的。
Isn't what the first few verses? Isn't that what was describing the world today?
第一节二十三节就说到这世界的情况。
People like to boast about their wisdom.
世界的人呢喜欢夸耀他们的智慧。
Their strength,
他们的能力。
And their riches,
他们的财物。
I know that many of you who came from Fuzhou.
我知道很多的弟兄姐妹来自福建。
And many of you came here making money, and a lot of you go back.
所以你们在这边来到这边赚了钱然后回去。
And you all built very, very tall buildings.
所以你们就建了很大很漂亮的房子。
And many of you have have maybe built three or four story or five stories.
所以你们有很三层四层的房子。
But I was told that many of you who build tall buildings, you can't actually stay in all the different levels.
所以呢，你们建了三四弟兄姐妹建了三层四层的房子，但是其实都没有人住在那边。
Usually you stay in one level and then most other levels are empty.
所以可能你只能住一层，但是其他的层都是放空的。
But am I right to say that you are boasting?
我是在说你们在夸耀吗？
Are you boasting of your riches?
你们在夸耀财物吗？
Are you boasting on your wisdom, your knowledge of making money?
所以我们在夸耀我们的智慧或者我们的能力，还有或者是我们的财物吗？
But Jeremiah says to us.
所以耶利米告诉我们，
God says to us.
上帝，这是耶和华说的。
If you glory, don't glory in all those things.
如果你觉得荣耀的话，不要在这上面觉得你有荣耀。
But glory is to understand and know God.
但是你要夸口你因认识神而有聪明。
To know that He is a God full of kindness, has judgment and righteousness.
又知道我喜悦在世上施行慈爱、公平和公义。来认识这位神，以此夸口。
But there will be people who come and say to you.
可能有人会来告诉你。
But I don't believe there is a God.
我不相信他是有神。
I do not know there is a God.
我不知道这有一位神。
If I don't believe there is a God, how do I get to know him?
如果我不知道有神的话，那我为什么要来相信他呢？
Well, let's look at the Bible and see what the Bible says about these people.
那我们来看一看圣经里面是怎么说关于这一类的人。
In Psalm chapter 14,
的诗篇十四章
verse 1 to verse 3,
第一节到第三节。
The fool says in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt, their acts are vile. There's no one who does good. The Lord looked down from heaven upon the sons of men to see if they understand, if they seek God. All have turned away, they have together become corrupt.There's no one who does good, not even one.
愚妄人心里说，没有神，他们都是邪恶，行了可憎恶的事，没有一个人行善。耶和华从天上垂看世人，要看有明白的没有，有寻求神的没有，他们都偏离正路，一同变为污秽，并没有行善的，连一个也没有。
That is how the Bible describes these people.
这就是圣经怎么样说这样的一群人。
They do not believe in God.
他们不相信神。
Because they say in their hearts that there is no God.
所以在他们的心里面，他们觉得没有神。
But the judgment of the Bible on these people is that they are foolish.
圣经里面说到他们是愚妄的人。
There are people who say I'm an atheist.
无神论者。我是一个无神论者，有人说我是无神论者。
I believe in myself.
我信我自己。
I do not believe there is a God.
我不相信有一位神。
Do you know that to say that you are an atheist and to say there is no God is very hard to prove?
如果你觉得你是一个无神论者，但是你说没有神，这是一件非常难证明的事。
How can you prove to me there is no God?
你怎么证明那这里没有一位神呢？
You say, well, I don't see him in Australia. I don't see him here.
我没有看见他，所以我不相信有一位神。
If you don't see him in this country, doesn't mean that he's not there in China or in Russia or in Africa.
那你没有在澳大利亚看见这位神的话，那并不证明他在没有在中国，没有在其他的地方。
Unless you've been to every single corner of the earth and search all the places, you can't say for sure there is no God.
所以你没有在澳大利亚看到他，但是呢，你应该要到世界所有的地方去找，看他有没有真的在那边，你才能说他没有存在。
Even if you have done all that, but you can't say how about 100 years ago or 200 years ago there is a God.
所以你当你这样说世界上你已经查了世界上所有角落没有神的话。那你怎么知道100年前、200年前没有神呢
？Because your life is limited.
所以你的生命是有限的。
So to say there is no God is try to prove a universal negative.
所以当你说没有神的话，就
universal 就是
就是
这个否定
哦，就是一个宇宙定的否定。对。
For example, I'll give you another example. If someone say there is no diamond in Australia,
有人说在澳洲没有钻石。
Actually, there are diamonds in Australia.
有钻石在澳洲的。
But if someone say there is no diamond,
如果有人说没有钻石在澳洲
，In order to prove there is no diamond,
在所有证据证明没有钻石
，He has to dug through every single ground in the whole of Australia to be all in order to say that.
所以他要证明没有钻石在澳洲的话，他就要在就是要在找在澳洲每一寸土地上都找。没有钻石。
And how deep do you need to dig before you can prove there is no diamond?
所以你要找这个每一寸土地都没有钻石的话，那你要挖多少尺的土地，然后来找没有钻石。
So it's impossible to prove a universal negative.
所以呢，这是没有办法证明的一件事情。
Furthermore,
接下来呢
，God have actually put two things in our life.
神呢，将两样的东西放在我们的心里面，生命当中。
To show that He is there,
他告诉我们他在那里。
So if you search in your heart and look around the things that was made by God, you should be able to see God.
所以你省察你的心，你就可以看到那里有一位神。
Just now, Hao Ran has already quoted the same verses.
所以正如浩然刚开始跟我们提到的那些经文
In Romans chapter 1 verse 18
在罗马书第一章的18节
18 to 20
18到20节
For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them.
原来神的愤怒从天上显明在一切不虔不敬不义的人身上，就是那些行不义阻挡真理的人。神的事情人所能知道的，原显明在人心里，因为神已经给他们显明。
Can you see that? What can be known of God, God has already put it in our heart.
你可以知道神已经将认识他的那个东西放在我们的心里面。
It is our conscience.
这是我们的良心。
And then in verse 20, For since the creation of the world, His invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse.
自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的，虽是眼不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。
Many a times you pick up something that God created, let's say a flower.
当你看到捡起来一个东西神所创造的，比如说花。
You look at the structure of the flower.
你看到花的那个结构。
How its petals are divided and how it's being formed.
你可以看到那个花瓣还有它怎么样子的来生长形成的。
You knew that is impossible, thishappened by accident.
你可以很清楚地知道这不是自然而来的。
It is clearly designed by God.
它是真真确确地被神所设计的。
So God, through the conscience that He put in us, and through the creation that He put around us, show us that He is there.
所以神借着放在我们里面的良心，还有他所创造的这些万物，告诉我们他存在。
So it is quite easy for us to know that there is a God.
这是很简单的事情，这有神是一件很简单的事情。
But people a lot of time do not want to acknowledge there is a God.
只是他们人不愿意去承认他是神。
Because they do not want to have a judge looking at them and to see their sinful life.
所以他们不愿意有神像一位审判者一样来看着他们，来管理他们看到他们这样的有罪的一个生活。
They harden their conscience. They harden the conscience.
他们使他们的心刚硬。
They deny what was speaking to them in their hearts.
他们拒绝这些良心告诉他们的事。
They live a lie, sinful.
他们过着一个有罪的生活。
And they say there is no God because they do not want God to judge them.
所以他们不愿意上帝来管理他们，来审判他们。
It is a bit like the emu, isn't it?
有点像鸵鸟，是有没有点像鸵鸟？
When they are being chased, and in the end, when they knew that they have no way to run, they dug a hole and put their heads into the ground.
所以就像鸵鸟一样，当他们遇到危险的时候，有人追他们，然后他们没无路可逃的时候，他就挖个洞，然后把自己的头放到洞里面去。
They thought that if they don't see the danger, that means there's no danger.
他会觉得当他们没有看到危险的时候，那就没有危险。
Not only we need to know that there is a God.
不仅我们要知道这有一位神。
We need to know who that God is.
我们要知道这位神是谁。
We know that in the book of Acts.
我们看到使徒行传。
In chapter 17,
在十七章
，Paul went to Athens.
保罗到那个
雅典。He was there waiting for his co-workers to arrive.
他在等到他等待他的同工来到。
But while he was there, he was walking around.
当他在雅典城的时候，他就四处的环游。
And he saw there are so many idols in the city.
他看到有雅典城有很多很多的偶像。
So we can see that the people in Athens believe there is a God.
他看到雅典城的人，他相信有神的。
But they do not know who that God is.
他们不明白神在哪里。
So they make hundreds and thousands of shrines and different temples and different gods for different gods.
他们有千千万万的神在雅典城里面，他们也有很多很多的神在那边庙在那边。
Including many many shrines that was dedicated to the unknown God.
所以那边就有一个牌子，甚至写到就是有个坛，甚至写到未食之神。
Because they were afraid that if they did not have the right God, that the right God may be angry with them.
所以他们敬拜这么多的神，他们却怕如果万一有一位神是真的神，他没有敬拜这位真神，会非常非常的生气。
So we do not need to convince the people in Athens there is a God.
不用告诉他们有一位神的，他们知道有位神。
They believe there is a God.
他们知道有位神。
But they do not know who that God is.
他们不知道这位神是谁。
So let's look at what Paul says to them.
那我们看看保罗是怎么告诉他们的。
From verse 22.
在从二十二节。
Paul standing in the midst of the Areopagus, which is like a court, judging people. Say, men of Athens, I perceive that in every way you are very religious.For as I passed along and observed the objects of your worship, I found also an altar with this inscription, To the unknown God. What therefore you worship as unknown, this I proclaim to you.
保罗站在亚略巴谷当中，说，众位雅典人啊，我看你们凡事很敬畏鬼神，我游行的时候观看你们所敬拜的，遇见一座坛，上面写着未食之神。你们所不认识而敬拜的，我现在告诉你们。
The God who made the world and everything in it, being Lord of heaven and earth, does not live in temples made by men, nor is he served by human hands, as though he needed anything, since he himself gives to all mankind life and breath and everything.
创造宇宙和其中万物的神，既是天地的主，就不住人手所造的殿。也不用人手服侍，好像缺少什么，自己倒将生命、气息、万物赐给万人。
And he made from one man every nation of mankind to live in all the face of the earth, having determined allotted periods and the boundaries of their dwelling place, that they should seek God and perhaps feel their way towards him and find him. Yet he is actually not far from each one of us, for in him we live.And move and have our being.
他从一本造出万族的人住在全地上，并且预先定准他们的年限和所住的疆界，叫他们寻求神，或者可以揣摩而得。其实他离我们个人不远，我们生活、动作、存留都在乎他。正如你们作诗的，有人说我们也是他所生的。
Being then God's offspring, we ought not to think that the divine being is like gold or silver or stone, an image formed by the art and imagination of men. The times of ignorance God overlooked, but now he commands all people everywhere to repent, because he has fixed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by a man whom he has appointed. And this he has given assurance to all by raising him from the dead.
我们既是神所生的，就不当以为神的神性像人用手艺心思所雕刻的金银石。世人蒙昧无知的时候，神并不鉴察，如今却吩咐各处的人都要悔改，因为他已经定了日子，要借着他所设立的人按公义审判天下，并且叫他从死里复活，给万能做可信的凭据。
As I say just now, in the beginning, there are people who know that they do not know God.
就是在刚开始的时候，我说到有人他不相信神。
But there are people who do not know that they do not know God.
那些人他们
不知道他们
不知道他不知道不知道他们不知道神。
So these people who have all these shrines, they think that they know God.
所以在雅典城的人，这些人是知道神的。
But in fact, they don't really know Him.
但是他们不是认识那位真神。
Paul said to them, "This God is not living in temples made by hand."
保罗很清楚地告诉他们，这些人神呢不是住在人手所造的殿中。
But God gonna let Him judge the whole world.
神呢是要来审判世界的。
By the man Jesus.
借着主来审判这个世界。
Because God has raised him from the dead.
神使他从死里复活。
And God going to use Jesus to judge the whole world.
神要借着耶稣来审判世界。
Paul did not even tell them the name Jesus.
保罗甚至没有告诉他们耶稣的名。
But he stopped there.
他停在这里。
And what follows?
接下来怎么样呢？
Some people was arguing about his talk.
有人就来跟保罗来辩论。
Some follow him.
有人就信了，跟
从。They want to understand more about what Paul was saying.
他们就要来明白保罗所讲的是什么。
And I believe these are the people that Paul was looking to.
这些就是保罗所要寻找的人。
He want them to hear the word, and that he want them to also in their heart wanting to know God and find God.
他们要让他们听到神的话，也能够在他们的心里面来真实的来认识神，明白神。
So when they come to God,
当你来到神的面前
，that they were able to be by faith to believe in God.
要借着信心来到神的面前来。
In Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6,
在希伯来书的第十一章
，He said that without faith, it is impossible to please Him.For whoever would draw near to God must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who seek Him.
人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
And verse 18 of chapter 1 of John.
在约翰福音的第一章的第十八节。
No one has ever seen God, the only God who is at the Father's side, He has made Him known.
从来没有人看见神，只有在神父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
Or in other translation, the only Son who is at the bosoms of the Father, He make Him known.
所以是另外一种翻译，只有父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
Jesus is the only way, the truth, and the life.
主是是那真理和生命。
No one can come to God except through Him.
所以呢，没有人能够来到神的面前，除了先来到主的面前。
Eternal life is in Jesus.
永生是在耶稣基督的里面。
Only by believing in Jesus, death and resurrection can we have eternal life.
所以只有来信主，才有永生才能有才能死而复活，才能得到永生。
So when Jesus prayed, eternal life is to know God.
主耶稣说的是要认识神才有永生。
And to know God and His Son, Jesus Christ.
要认识神然后来知道他的独生的爱子。
First John chapter 5 verse 11.
在约翰一书的第五章。
He says that this is a testimony that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. He who has the Son has life,He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. These things I have written to you that you believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God.
在约翰一书五章十一节到十三节， 这里说，这见证就是神赐给我们永生，这永生也是在他儿子里面。能有了神的儿子就有生命，没有神的儿子就没有生命。我将这些话写给你们信奉神儿子之名的人，要叫你们知道自己有永生。
This is what the Bible says.
这是圣经所告诉我们的。
And this is what many of us here have experienced.
这是我们很多弟兄姐妹在这里有的经验。
Many of us in our sins, we saw how great our sins was.
当我们看到我们的罪很大的时候，
then we saw Jesus coming.
当我们看到主
as the Son of God.
当我们看到主神的儿子来到。
And for our sins, he prayed for us, and then he went and died for us on the cross.
所以他来了，然后呢，为我们的罪而死。
And therefore, he has a right to grant us eternal life.
然后当我们相信他的时候，我们就有了永生。
And this life is not to be enjoyed in heaven.
这个永生不是只是在天堂里面的享受。
This eternal life can be enjoyed right now.
这个永生其实可以在地上就可以享受到。
That allow you every day to live in His presence, in God's presence.
所以能够让你每一天都活在他的同在当中。
And you should be able to change your life.
你需要去改变你的生命。
To change the way you live your life.
改变你生命的一个生活的方式。
The Bible shows us that when a person comes to God, he's like a baby.
当主告诉我们，当初信的人就像一个婴孩一样。
He will desire the spiritual milk of the word.
他会渴慕那个灵奶。
The Bible also describes to us there are young men in Christ.
圣经也告诉我们有年轻人在主的里面。
And there are mature men in Christ.
那有成熟的人在。
And then in 1 John we saw there are fathers, 父老。
那有父老在神的里面。
And these are who are the fathers?
谁是年长的呢？
The fathers are those who know God.
这些年长的人就是那些认识神的人。
Can you see that?
你可以看见吗？
To know God.
认识神。
It's not only to believe and to be saved.
不是只是相信还有得救而已。
But to actually have a relationship with God.
而是要有个与神有一个关系。
And that relationship is going to change us.
这个关系会改变我们。
You make us mature.
你使你能够生命能够成熟。
It will transform us until the day we see Him face to face.
你可以将我们的生命能够改变来更多的来像他。
But how do we know that we really know God?
我们怎么知道我们是认识神的呢？
Many of you who have read the parables of the sowers will know that.
你们很多人
读过路加福音。
读过很多弟兄姐妹会读过路加福音。
撒种。
撒种的比喻。
We know that there are many types of people.
很多的人
that the word of God when it was sown into their hearts
当很多的人当神的道撒在他们心中的时候
some was like in a shallow ground
他们有些人就在好像在路旁一样
some are in the rocky place
some 一些就在撒在磐石上一样
some were among thorns
有些就在荆棘里面
so all those words will be eaten away or dieWhen persecution comes.
所以当这些道在这些人心里面的时候当环境临到的时候这些种子就没有了。
There's only one ground.
只有一种土。
When the word sow into their hearts.
当这些种子撒在这个土里面的时候
It will bear fruits a hundredfold unto God.
然后会结实会在心里面来结实。
So if I ask the question,How do I know that I know God?
所以我们怎么样来知道我们知道神呢？
Then we must ask the question, has the word of God has any impact in my life?
所以我们要看到神的话是不是在我们的心里面生长。
Does the word of God bear fruits for God in my life?
所以我们的生命是不是有结实呢？
The other things that we can know whether we know God or not is this.
另外一个方面我们可以知道我们有没有认识神。
First John chapter 5 verse 1.
在约翰福音的第五章。
Whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone who loves him who begets also loves him who is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome.
约翰一书第五章一到三节，凡信耶稣是基督的，都是从神生而生。凡爱生他之神的，也必爱从神生的。我们若爱神，又遵守他的诫命，从此就知道我们爱神的儿女。我们遵守神的诫命，这就是爱他了，并且他的诫命是不难遵守的。
So he showed us that those who are born of God, they will keep God's commandments.
这些真的是认识神的人，是来遵行神话的人。
They also love the children of God.
他们是爱神的儿子。
Brothers and sisters, if your heart has love for brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹，如果你的心是爱弟兄姐妹的，
and when you hear the word of God, you obey and obey His words.
当你听到神的话的时候，你就来遵守遵行他的话。
That shows that you are a child of God and you know Him.
这表明你是神的儿子儿女，然后你真的是来认识他的一个人。
We'll end with John chapter 14.
在约翰福音的十四章。
Jesus answered, said to him, If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me does not keep my words, and the words which you hear is not mine, but the Father who sent me.
约翰福音第十四章二十三到二十四节，耶稣回答说，人若爱我，就必遵守我的道，我父也必爱他。并且我们要到他那里去，与他同住。不爱我的人就不遵守我的道。你们所听见的道不是我的，乃是差我来之父的道。
That's my message today.
这是我今天的信息。
Eternal life is to know God.
永生就是认识神。
And to come to God through His Son Jesus Christ.
来到他神的儿子的面前。
Not only we need to know that He is a God.
我们不仅仅只能知道他是一位神。
We need to know who that God is.
我们要真实的知道这位神是怎么样的一位神。
And how to live our life according to His word.
然后呢，活出一个生活，就是来真是活出一个认识他的生活。
Paul says to the Corinthians.
保罗跟哥林多人说
，Test yourself.
你要试一试
，to see whether you are in the faith or not.
你有没有信心？
How do I know I'm in the faith?
我怎么知道我在信心当中呢？
Has the word of God has any impact in my life?
神的话在你的心里面有生长吗？成长吗？
Do I love the brothers and sisters?
我爱弟兄和姐妹吗？
Do I have the word of God and obey them?
我有听神的话，然后遵行神的话吗？
May God continue to speak to us.
希望神继续的向我们的心说话。
Let's pray.
那我们一起祷告。
Lord, our words ends here, but may the Holy Spirit continue His works in the hearts of brothers and sisters.
主，我们真的是为我们求你的圣灵来继续在我们心里工作。
May you help us.
希望你帮助我们
to be attracted to you.
是一个